Welcome to the Cricket Yorkshire podcast. In this episode, I'm talking to Steve Ward. He's an experienced scorer with Sheffield Collegiate, and he's the ECB's Cricket Officials Association's Regional Scorers Officer for the North. I'm not entirely sure I got that right, but I think I got it just about right. It's a bit of a mouthful. Essentially, he's just a really experienced scorer in his own right, but he's also a tutor, so he coaches and educates scorers of all abilities around the county. Really pleased that he's involved in this particular podcast.
There's been quite a lot going off in the scoring world since the end of the 2017 season. Nowadays, players, officials, leagues are wanting more and more out of the scorers. They're wanting statistics, run rates, strike rates, and also they're wanting a system whereby they can upload and download from and to play cricket.
Sure.
In the past, total cricket scorer has been the leader, the world leader in scoring. And there's been some issues over the last year or so. And ECB got wind of these issues at the end of last season. And they decided to try and get something ready for scorers for 2018, where scorers can score on a laptop. So just to do a brand new product, because they didn't know what the status of total cricket scorer would be.
Okay.
What they've done, they've actually done it with the help of a company from New Zealand and with the help of some of the top scorers in the country. And they have a product called Play Cricket Scorer Pro, which has been released to the general public this week and will be available to score on for the 2018 season.
Okay.
The product has been rigorously tested by lots and lots of different people all over the country, and although it's a learning curve, I believe that it will be good enough to score at any game of cricket in 2018.
Okay. Yep. Just to cut in a second, What's the big update, or what's the big change with the software? You may have been going on to talk about that as to what, you know, I imagine that clubs and leagues and teams of across Yorkshire and obviously further afield will have various bits of software that they use. It won't all be the same. So what's the new ECB Scorer Pro do that that others don't, I suppose?
It all depends at what level you want to do it. I mean,
sure.
There is scope in there to do things like video.
Okay.
Capture. This is the same system that will be used in first class cricket in 2018. So the first class scorers, instead of using Total Cricket Scorer, which they have been doing, will be using this same system.
Okay.
So there is scope for a Yorkshire Premier League game to be videoed.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's excellent. And just to clarify, I suppose because of the name, when I first saw it, if you see a bit of software that says such and such pro, you might assume there's a cost involved, but obviously it's free scoring software that anyone can download straight to your laptop. That's right, isn't it?
That's right. Okay. What the ECB are have done, their marketing team have called it the Play Cricket family, and there are three aspects to that. There is the Play Cricket system whereby people can put scorecards onto the Play Cricket system, which is totally separate, and then there are two scoring pieces of software that scorers can use. There's one that can be used on either an iPad or an Android phone.
Okay.
And that's the Play Cricket Scorer. That was used last year. And then the new one, which is the Pro Scorer, is really what it says on the tin. It's good enough to score first-class cricket
yeah.
on.
Well, that's exciting. We like, you know me, I love my tech and I love my apps and all the rest of it, and anything that benefits. I think what's striking about that is, you know, coming together of, as you say, the first class game, someone scoring and officiating at the top level, but also someone in a village team that wants the same tools and benefits that someone higher up has. And it sounds like, I haven't tested it myself yet, but it sounds like that's what it's going to do.
That's right. And it will, more importantly, it will talk to Play Cricket.
Yeah, sure.
So they will be linked. So that is going to make things a lot easier for scorers. They don't have to spend an hour on a Saturday night uploading the game manually onto the Play Cricket system.
Okay.
One touch of a button, it does it for you.
That's good. All right, well, let's move on to other things in the scoring world. Now, on another Cricket Yorkshire podcast episode, I interviewed Jonathan, who's an ECB Premier League umpire, and he talked about the different rules. Obviously, the MCC laws have changed, and one of those is around player conduct. So there will be new interpretations of behaviour, and potentially players could go on and off the field, which would be interesting to see when that happens. But also, I suppose from an officiating point of view, there will be new signals, and presumably there might even be something in the scorebook. I don't know. Are you able to tell us that side of it, whether there's going to be new symbols or new ways of scoring?
There are some new signals, umpire signals.
Okay.
The role of the scorer is to record what the umpire tells them or what they see. And there are some new umpire signals which will explain to the scorer what is happening. What I've done, I've held quite a few talks to different leagues, explaining to the scorers what those signals are. And I have a handout that I can distribute electronically to anybody that wants it.
Ah, that's really handy. How would they go? I mean, I can include this in the Cricket Yorkshire article if someone's listening, though. What's the best way of, getting in touch with you? I don't want to spread your data or your personal, you know, stuff over the airways if you don't want that. But can I include a link in the Cricket Yorkshire article? That might be the best way.
Yeah, or what you could do is just simply give them my email address.
Okay.
Which is steveward62.
Sure,
Steve. At hotmail.com.
Okay, so that's brilliant, because then clubs or scorers who are interested and want to link up with you, and, you know, your background is obviously, I know that obviously listeners may not know, you know, you do a lot of training around Yorkshire, you're a very experienced scorer at a very high level, so it's great that clubs and individuals can kind of benefit from that.
Yes, and I've held quite a few talks to various groups and leagues and even clubs on the new rules, the new laws, I'm sorry, and also on the new scoring system, and giving the scorer the choice of what they want to do.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about enjoyment for the scorers, like it is in any field of cricket.
Yeah.
And it's they need to be scoring on a system that they feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. All right, well, give me a summary as to what the new interpretations are, if you're sitting in the score box and obviously there's new rules that will come in, and therefore how that gets changed or interpreted.
Certainly the most important one as far as scorers are concerned is the new law with regarding to no balls and extras.
Okay.
So last season, if a bowler bowled a no ball and it went for three byes, it would just count as four no balls.
Right.
That's three for the byes, one for the no balls. This year, it would be one no ball and three byes.
Okay.
So that's
split.
Totally different.
Yeah.
The Wicket Keepers Union aren't very happy about it, of course.
I was going to say, it depends if you're a bowler, you're a wicket keeper. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yes. The other thing that's quite interesting is that there is a quiz question going around, which how many ways are there to be out in the game of cricket?
Oh, I wouldn't do very well at that. Go on.
Well, a lot of players and umpires don't know, to be fair. And in my training course, I do ask this question. And up to October the 1st last year, there was 10 ways to be out.
Okay.
This year, there's only going to be 9 because handle the ball is now just classed as obstructing the field.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so handle the ball has gone, and I believe the last player to be out in a test match handle the ball was Michael Vaughan.
Ah, that's a good quiz question with a Yorkshire and England link there. That's good to know. And what about in terms of... I suppose new umpire signals that there might be that scorers have to understand coming forward.
Yes. I mean, obviously we can't know that on the radio, but there are 3 or 4 new signals which indicate the length of time or overs that the suspended player is off the field for.
Ah, right. Okay.
And so there are some new signals, and as I say, I can certainly send out any interested parties a sheet with that information on. Can I just add, we spoke about the Cricket Pro Scorer, the new scoring system.
Sure.
The ECB are running 10 roadshows all over the country.
Okay.
All at county grounds for scorers to come along, have a play with the new system and talk to the developers and experienced scorers. There's going to be one at Headingley on Saturday the 7th of April. Okay. And that's between the hours of 11 and 3 o'clock. And it's free to go in, free to get in. And Yorkshire are playing the Leeds Bradford Universities on that day at Headingley.
Yeah.
So there's a chance to watch the Yorkshire county side as well.
Well, thanks to Steve for that contribution and to all of you for listening to this podcast. If you like the podcast, you can always leave a review if you're listening to it on iTunes, or if you're on the Cricket Yorkshire website, please share the article using the Twitter and Facebook buttons. It makes a huge difference in terms of the reach of the article and the podcast. It'd be really good to get some new listeners on here in the coming months. Now, cricket's obviously very close. We're almost in April. You may be listening to this later and you'll be in April, May and cricket started. But at the moment, I'm itching to go in terms of getting out and covering lots of games for Cricket Yorkshire. I'll be doing lots of audio for the podcast. There'll be some video feature articles that those that are with Cricket Yorkshire over the years will be very familiar with. So really looking forward to that and bringing you lots of good interviews and content in the coming months.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.